First up, in the Hunter Valley, the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, announced yesterday the Narrabri gas project is vital for the area, warning the government would consider compulsory land acquisitions if a deal were not reached between farmers and gas giant Santos. Premier Minns' response stems from Tomago Aluminium's warning it will most likely have to close down because they have been unable to secure an affordable price for electricity. But around 60% of farmers and landowners in the proposed gas line corridor have so far refused to sign a deal with Santos because they claim it poses a risk to natural water resources. 2NUR's news director Ian Crouch started by asking President of the Hunter Gas Landholder Rights Alliance, Mick Fetch, his initial reactions to Premier Minns' statement.
My initial reaction is that it's obvious that a desperate company, Santos being a proponent of this pipeline, leaning on the Premier to lean on landholders. And landholders have been leaned on since 2008-2009 regarding this project, and they still haven't got a pipeline route. So how can they be compulsorily acquiring land when they haven't got a pipeline route? They've got a 200-metre survey corridor.
Obviously, that's causing some concern for farmers. I mean, particularly, we're hearing from the Farmers Federation, they're worried about the impact on local water resources as well. I guess that's one of the major issues.
It's a major issue. Santos have made it quite clear that they'd like to bring their operations down in through the Liverpool Plains, and that's the nation's food bowl. And let's be clear, the operation involves drilling down in through the Great Artesian Basin, so it's a major risk for our water supplies. But not only that, we have a different set of issues down here in the Hunter. You take my property, for example. The pipeline runs 60, 70 metres from my house, and now we're being told by some of the country's leading insurance companies that we won't be able to insure our property for public liability, farm insurance, house and contents, if we host gas infrastructure. That's just one of the major problems for us, which is, as I said, that's common up and down the route, but there are some different issues down this end as well.
How does it make you feel when you've got the Premier trying to force the issue on landholders such as yourself?
Well, it makes us angry. It just makes us angrier and more determined to say no to this project. The Premier's forgetting that there's a process that needs to be followed, and the proponent Santos need to prove to the minister that that land that they're wanting to acquire is available for compulsory acquisition. So they have to put in an application to get the government to vest that easement in to Santos. So it's not just a matter of the Premier coming on, standing up in front of a union meeting and saying, this is what we need to happen. It's the law of the land that this process is followed. So landholders, as I said, have been doing this for a long time now. We're well informed, and there's 60% of us along the route have refused to speak to Santos about this pipeline. So if they think that it's just going to happen easily, it's not.
So the fight continues by the sounds of things.
The fight continues. I've said it before that certainly on my property, anything that happens here regarding this pipeline will be against my will. I will never, ever sign a document to say that they can put this pipeline here. It's not really about money, even though the compensation rates are absolutely laughable when you compare it to something like a coal mine or renewable projects. What they're offering is laughable, and it'll never happen on this place.
Mick Fetch from the Hunter Gas Landholder Rights Alliance speaking with 2NUR's Ian Crouch.